Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The whodunit is a classic story trope throughout all kinds of fiction, and wrestling has had plenty in its time. Which is weird, really, as they're a hard thing to get right. All that time, build-up, mystique, perhaps a red herring or two, and you've really got to stick the landing to meet expectations. There have been some successes, however, and even when they're bad, they're at least entertaining in their own ways. With all that being said, then, I'm Cy for WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 best whodunit mysteries in wrestling. Number 10. The Stalker. In the spring of 2001, a series of uncomfortable videos began to play on WWE programming. The vignettes shown consisted of hidden camera footage of The Undertaker's then-wife Sarah going about her day whilst being watched from afar by an obsessive stalker. Vince McMahon provided a pitched-down voice to hide the character's identity, mocking Sarah from afar at how she had no idea how unsafe she truly was. When it finally came time for the stalker to unmask himself, fans were shocked and dismayed to find that it was former WCW champion Diamond Dallas Page. The reveal confused and mortified many, as DDP had been a top babyface in WCW and was a happily married man. Still, Page made the most of the strange decision, and the ongoing feud really pushed good taste, such as that time DDP created a shrine to Sara in the locker room. Whilst Bruce Pritchard, the writer who devised the concept, has gone on record to say that he felt it was a flop, there's no denying that the WWE's production team created something truly eerie and disconcerting to watch. It's just a shame that perhaps they picked the wrong perpetrator. Number 9. Who attacked Roman Reigns? On an episode of SmackDown in July 2019, a lighting rig nearly fell and crushed Roman Reigns during a backstage interview. It was a surprising turn of events that got even weirder when the big dog was nearly crushed by an oncoming vehicle the next week. Roman, understandably unhappy, set to work on figuring out who had attacked him. Footage showed Buddy Murphy in the vicinity of the rig as it fell, and so Reigns tracked him down to see what he knew. He revealed he had seen Rowan nearby. However, when Rowan and his tag partner Daniel Bryan confronted Murphy, he changed his story and said that he had lied. A rather bizarre segment ensued where Brian and Rowan revealed to Roman the identity of the attacker, which was just some random guy who just so happened to look a lot like Rowan. Additional footage of a big man in a black hoodie that could have been either Rowan or his lookalike somehow convinced Roman that it was Rowan, who then admitted to both acts. Number 8. The Anonymous Raw General Manager. McMahon said that in order for the general manager to not play favourites, they would remain anonymous. Whenever they needed to say something, they would send a notification sound to the house speakers. It also set the lights off too, which seems like a dangerous case of faulty wiring that the WWE really should have sorted out. All the same, Michael Cole would read out the anonymous Raw GM's demands, and I quote, "It was a pretty rough year for WWE Raw." Despite teasers and red herrings, the anonymous GM was phased out and replaced by John Laurinaitis before the story could reach a logical conclusion. However, on the 1000th episode of Raw, a whole year later, it returned for one night only, and thanks to the detective work of Santino Marella, we discovered the truth. The anonymous Raw GM was the same as the de facto answer to anything in WWE. It was Hornswoggle all along. Of course it was. Number 7. Nikki's Got a Secret. Aleister Black held the NXT Championship for over 100 days before losing it at the hands of Tommaso Ciampa, in part due to interference from Ciampa's one-time tag team partner turned longtime rival Johnny Gargano. Furious, Black found himself embroiled in the two's blood feud whilst pursuing his lost title. 10 days before a triple threat match between the three, Black was found unconscious in the Full Sail parking lot. Enter Nikki Cross. After her sanity stablemates moved up to SmackDown without her, and an unsuccessful attempt at Shayna Baszler's stranglehold over the NXT Women's title, Nikki was desperately in need of something to do. More than anything, her wild child persona was very over with the Full Sail crowd, and fans wanted to see her. Tearing around the arena, even through ongoing segments, Nikki was in high spirits, giggling to herself and proclaiming that she had a secret. On his return return, Alistair Black was intent on finding out the identity of his attacker, but a selection of different cell phone videos only confused matters. Cross had been watching from the rooftops like some kind of maniac vigilante and had seen the whole thing. Johnny Gargano was revealed as the attacker, taking his twisting personality at the time and fully turning heel at that moment. Number 6. The Reign of Kane. In June 2010, Kane was searching for the perpetrator of an attack on his brother The Undertaker, which had left him, in his words, in a vegetative state. The dead man was removed from the upcoming main event of Fatal 4-Way, and Rey Mysterio defeated Kane to qualify for the opportunity. At the next pay-per-view, Money in the Bank, Rey defeated Jack Swagger to gain the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, only to have it ripped away instantly by the Big Red Machine. Kane had won the briefcase earlier in the night and set a record by cashing it in only 47 minutes later. With the title over his shoulder, Kane accused Rey Mysterio of the attack against his brother. Rey, ever the babyface, cast aspersions at Kane that he had done the deed himself. The two faced off at SummerSlam, with Kane prevailing, only to be faced with a very angry dead man after the match. It turned out that the devil's favourite demon had done an evil thing to his own brother. Who saw that coming? Whilst the reveal wasn't all that special, the story allowed Kane to become the first man in history to have held the World Heavyweight Championship, the WWE Championship, and the ECW Championship. Following this, he also got the better of The Undertaker consistently for the first time ever, beating him at three separate events in a variety of different gimmick matches.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 5. The Leader of Aces and Eights. The invading force angle is something that just about every major company has tried once. Total Nonstop Action's take on the tale was a vicious Sons of Anarchy-style biker gang who set their sights on veterans such as Hulk Hogan and Sting. Bully Ray was also on the front lines in the fight against the group, teaming with the legends to protect TNA from their tyranny. What made Aces and Eights exciting at first was the fact that they wrestled masked and mostly without names, creating a real air of mystery. The first member of the stable to unmask was Devon, Bully's former tag partner, which made the situation even more personal. Aces and Eights became the main story in TNA for some time, with plenty of unmaskings to grow their ranks. However, their true leader became something of a talking point. As Bully Ray fought them off, we saw him get closer to Brooke Hogan, and eventually the two kayfabe married. In an act of appreciation, on-screen authority figure Hulk would grant his new son-in-law a shot at Jeff Hardy's TNA Championship at Lockdown 2013. However, at the crescendo of the match, Devon would pass Bully a hammer to use, and the former Dudley Boy would claim the title for himself. Finally, at the top of the company, Bully revealed that it had all been a play to get to this point, and that he was Aces and Eights president. Number 4. Vince's illegitimate son. Vince and his giant grapefruits of steel had sired an illegitimate child, and they were, by some stroke of amazing storyline coincidence, a part of the WWE roster. This is less of a story of a whodunit, as the who is Vince, and more of a who is it, as fans speculated about who was being catapulted into a spot that would rub shoulders with the company's chairman. Mr. Kennedy made the case on Raw that he was Vince's heir, but a legal representative said that it wasn't the case, even though that was what the original plans called for. Unfortunately, due to a wellness policy suspension, Mr. Kennedy was taken off TV and the WWE were backed into a corner, as they had announced that the truth would be revealed the following week. So they did the only logical thing they could, turn what was planned to be a Triple H versus Mr. Kennedy WrestleMania program into a joke by revealing that Hornswoggle was the seed of Mr. McMahon. Because, as I said before, of course he was. Number 3, I did it for The Rock. Well, card subject to change exists for a reason, and unfortunately we didn't get what was billed. In the case of real life, Austin needed to take some time off to rehab a neck injury he sustained 2 years ago. In kayfabe, however, chasing Triple H through the arena parking lot saw him collide with a speeding vehicle which took him out of the main event that night. But who was behind the wheel? When Austin finally returned, Mick Foley assisted the Rattlesnake in figuring out who was responsible for taking a year of his career away. Of all people, the dancing, fun-loving Samoan Rikishi was not at the top of most people's predictions list. He explained that he did it for The Rock to try and help secure his cousin's victory at the pay-per-view and launched into a pretty unsuccessful heel run off the back of it. However, Rikishi wasn't alone, and eventually Triple H came forward to explain that he had hired Rikishi to drive the car that he himself would chase Austin into. It was a weird way to get there, but Triple H was a logical choice. He is the cerebral assassin for a reason, and he swerved us all. Number 2, the Black Scorpion. Soon after Sting had beaten Ric Flair for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, he became the target for a new villainous character that would show up in vignettes claiming that he was coming to get him. The Black Scorpion, as he became known, was said by the announcers to be a figure from Sting's past. At Clash of Champions 12, Sting faced the Scorpion but failed to unmask his pursuer as he was distracted by a red Scorpion who appeared in the arena. Originally set to be Al Perez, plans changed when Perez left the company midway through the build and WCW had to come up with something else. Depending on what the character was doing and where, including wrestling and amateur magic, Black Scorpion was played by different men, such as Jeff Ellis and the Angel of Death. When Sting challenged the Scorpion to a title match, it was with the stipulation that if Scorpion lost, he would unmask. Underneath the hood was none other than the man Sting had taken the title from, Ric Flair. Whilst he wasn't the first choice for the reveal, it was at least something that made some sense. Number 1, The Higher Power. The Higher Power story has everything a great wrestling mystery needs: satanic symbolism, a ridiculous reveal, and one of the most memorable lines in wrestling history. In 1999, Stephanie McMahon made her on-screen debut. The daughter of the owner of the company was sure to be treated well and kept out of trouble, right? Right. Oh dear, here comes a demonic cult that wants to kidnap her. Undertaker's Ministry faction wanted nothing more than to make the lives of the corporation hell. What started out as burning teddy bears soon got a lot darker when Stephanie was abducted and brought to the ring tied to a crucifix-like object. It was only Mr. McMahon's longtime rival Austin who stopped the dead man from marrying the boss's daughter in unholy union. But after Undertaker formed an alliance with Shane McMahon, there was a lot of talk of a higher power, a figure that was behind all the heinous acts that the ministry had performed. And who was that power? Well, it was Vince Austin. It was Vince all along. McMahon cut a promo through a cacophony of boos explaining that he fooled his immediate family just to pull the wool over Stone Cold's eyes. It made no sense then, it makes no sense now, but Vince's Cheshire Cat grin and the over-the-top pageantry of it all has stayed with every one of us for 20 years.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.